It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Robert Morris University has been on the search for a new president, and one would be hard-pressed to imagine a better candidate to fill the position than the man just named president-elect, Christopher Howard. The Air Force Academy and Harvard Business School graduate and Rhodes Scholar is a decorated veteran of the war in Afghanistan. In 2011, President Obama named him to the National Security Education Program Board. Mr. Howard is currently president of Hampton-Sydney College, a private liberal arts school for men in Virginia. He takes over at RMU on February 1st and joins us now by phone from Waco, Texas. Christopher Howard, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate the wonderful introduction. I was hoping you could send a copy of that to my mother.
All right. Yeah, just leave your address with our producer and her address with our producer, and we'll get it to her.
I sure will.
With an impressive resume like yours, and I think a lot of us in the city have been excited reading about you and your accomplishments, I would think you could pretty much write your own ticket. What made you want to take this job at Robert Morris in Pittsburgh?
Well, thank you for the question. And first and foremost, the resume of Robert Morris University is much more impressive than mine. Under the leadership of President DeLamo, they've had such growth and such impressive sort of improvement in all metrics, academics, athletics, et cetera. So it's definitely a school on the move. And, you know, I am blessed to have had a nice run in Hampton-Sydney, and I had some options. But you look at where schools are going, Paul, and look for the vitality, those that are attracting students that are able to provide a great liberal education and also provide deep insight into the professions, attracting international students, and the schools that really feel like their best days are ahead of them. I would put RMU, Robert Morris University, at the top of the list, and that's why I'm excited about being the eighth president.
Well, Robert Morris University has stood in the shadow of what some people refer to as the big three here in Pittsburgh, Pitt, Duquesne, and CMU. Is that okay as far as you're concerned, or is it your mission to make Robert Morris to get RMU into that top three?
Well, I think there's a great quote by the writer James Baldwin. He says, let America be what America must be. Well, let Robert Morris University be what Robert Morris University must be, and where that stacks up against the big three or the top 100 in the region or the top 100 in the nation, we're going to shake that out. And I promise you this, we're not going to stand still. We're not going to be complacent. We're not going to resign ourselves. I mean, again, going back to the wonderful resume of what the people have done before me, you may or may not have 20 years ago even thought of RMU in the big four. So there's no reason to think that we cannot move onward and upward, and there'll be plenty of times where we collaborate with those other schools, but we're going to be very competitive for students, for staff, and for faculty. Incidentally, I spoke at the Hesselbein leadership program over at Pittsburgh about 2 years ago. I was invited to give a talk, and fine institution, but I would hold up our Robert Morris University against a Pitt or a Carnegie Mellon or a Duquesne, especially on the basketball court any day of the week.
Yeah, well, as long as we're referring to quotes, I was interested to read that you used a quote from Wayne Gretzky to describe Robert Morris University.
I said, now, Paul, I caveat, I said, with apologies to Mario Lemieux, the real great one. That Gretzky says he was great because he skated to where the puck was going, not where it is now. So I said, with apologies to Mr. Lemieux.
Right, and that was well played by you. But explain what that means and how it applies to the situation.
Well, you start thinking about the metrics, particularly United States government and putting out in this administration and what society is demanding in terms of the value add for universities, in terms of providing the fundamentals in education, but at the right cost, and making sure that people are job ready and career ready earlier on than perhaps years ago. I think RMU stacks up very nicely, and what it's doing in terms of its governance structure, the way that the campus and the other campuses that it worked with are set up, I think it's sort of the college of the present, but also the college of the future. And then, again, to put a fine point on it, demonstrating what you're offering to those that are paying their hard-earned dollars to come to your institution, RMU is probably about as good as any school out there in the nation at doing that.
So when you take over in February, what will your first order of business be?
Well, I think the first thing that you do as a college president, having been one for almost 7 years now, is that you become a student of the university. I plan on getting my PhD in RMU, and I'm going to do a lot of listening and a lot of conversations to figure out what has made this great university great thus far. And then I'll, in consultation with the leadership of the institution and the community, we'll figure out how we're going to move forward. And sometimes when people step into presidencies, Paul, they're jumping onto a burning platform. RMU is not a burning platform. It doesn't need a savior, a messiah, someone to jump in and change course. It needs hopefully someone to build upon the great work that's come before. So as a result, I'm going to hit the ground running, but I'm not going to hit the ground pushing people to do things that are untoward because they've done such a great job thus far.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Robert Morris University President-elect Christopher Howard. You played college football at the Air Force Academy. You were a running back. You received the Campbell Trophy, sometimes referred to as the Academic Heisman. Robert Morris also has Division I sports. How much of a challenge is it to make collegiate athletes understand the importance of performing well in the classroom as well as the sports arena? Because a lot of college athletes take shortcuts in the classroom and don't apply themselves fully.
Yes, you know, that's a great point. But at a place like RMU and coming from a place like the Air Force Academy and coming from a place like Hampton Sydney where we have D3 athletics, it is really all about the student athlete and the scholar athlete. And what I can do as the president, I tell you, I don't have the fully formed plan when I walk up there in day one, but I do. I can't set the tone, Paul. I can say, this is what's important to me, this is what I stand for, and this is what the university is going to stand for. We're always going to put academics first. We're always going to empower our students to be successful because as the NCAA commercial goes, they're going to go pro, but most of them are going to go pro in athletics. So I think I can set the tone. I can communicate that in my rhetoric. I met with some members of the basketball team and football team when I was on campus, and a few of the, and also from the women's basketball team, and I made it abundantly clear. It's all about building the character, the discipline, the wherewithal to be successful in life, not just being competitive in the respective playing fields or courts. Having said that, Paul, I do, and I'm talking with Craig Coleman, our athletic director. We're gonna win with character, but we're gonna win with character, and I think that it's possible to do. We did it at the Air Force Academy, we did it at Hampton Sydney, and I'm planning on being the leader of that, getting the scholar athlete balance correct when I get to RMU.
I was a student athlete in college. I think that one of the first things that I would ask you, if I were a student athlete at RMU today, and you were walking in, and I knew what you had accomplished, I might say, you know, how do you prioritize? I think that's probably a hard thing for particularly late teenaged, early 20s aged young men to do, to figure out how to maximize their time and get things done, because it is really a challenge. And I think a lot of us wonder how Division I athletes, with all of the practice time and the traveling that they do, manage to get their work done. Are there ideas that you can take from your own experience that you can impart to these young men and women?
Well, part of it is a mindset, and I'll go back to someone who's taught me a lot in my life, but that's my mother, Carolyn Howard. She always said, you always have time for things that are important to you. You always have time for things that you put first. And so when people come to university, whether it be student athletes or students that are doing other things, first and foremost is your academics. And you'll find, I have two sons in college as well, a freshman and a senior. And if Xbox is a little less important, if hanging out is a little less important, and academics and your athletics are important, you'll find time. It's the old parable of putting the big rocks in first in the jar and then filling up with the rest of the jar with sand. So the big rocks are your academics, and if you're going to be a student athlete, especially at a D1 program that's as competitive as RMU, you have to do those things first. Other things might fall by the wayside. You might have to sacrifice your hangout time. You might have to sacrifice your goof-off time to get it right. But you know what? If you want the success, if you want to do the things you want to do in your life as a player on the team, as a professional when you graduate, you have to be willing to sacrifice. You know, I was blessed to have taught Sam Bradford when I was a professor at the University of Oklahoma and a vice president. And, you know, Sam carried about a 3.8 or a 3.9 in finance. But Sam's life was pretty simple. It was books. It was books. It was football, and then a few other things that he could fit in. Not everybody's going to be Sam Bradford. And if I would have known Sam Bradford was going to go to the Eagles rather than going to the Cowboys, I would have taught him a little bit differently, being an old Dallas Cowboys guy. But having said that, I think that it's important to recognize that students need to put first what they need to put first, and that's their academics, and then it's athletic, and then everything comes after that.
President Obama has made helping young people achieve their higher education goals a priority. The cost of that education can be a barrier for students. What can and should be done, in your opinion, Christopher Howard, to make college more affordable?
Well, I'm on both ends of that, right? So I'm paying, and I'm also the president of the university and the president-elect of another one. And first thing we can do is take it extraordinarily seriously. In both these institutions, when I talk to the senior leadership and the boards, we make a priority of making sure that this is a valuable proposition for the parents and the people involved. I mean, other than buying your house, this is probably the biggest investment. And this is an important point, Paul. This is the biggest investment you're going to make. So it's not an expense. It's not a credit card. It's not something you just fling out there. This is an investment, albeit an expensive one. So what we need to do is make sure that it's worth every penny of it. So we can be rather efficient and effective in how we muster and leverage our resources. So we're very, you know, we're not frivolous in either one of these places. So we think about that, and we also think about reaching out to folks that in the RMU community that have had great success, and asking them to support their institution with scholarship dollars. You know, if you really want excellence, you're probably not going to get it on the cheap. But that doesn't mean we're going to be frivolous with resources. We're going to be very tight with our budgets and very, very aware of every dollar that's spent and very scrupulous about every dollar that's spent. But by the same token, we're going to lean on members of the community to underwrite excellence. You know, there's great organizations throughout Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area, museums and other nonprofits that people have to underwrite. Well, what you find at the institutions you mentioned before, that you call the big three, and I'm going to add Robert Morris there, for them to be great, you need benefactors to underwrite that as well. So we're going to do our part internally. We're going to ask the RMU community, our friends and family, our alumni supporters to support it, and we're going to make sure that this is a very value-added proposition to where it's worth the money that you put in.
Point Park University in Pittsburgh is joining more than 800 four-year colleges and universities by adopting a test-optional admission policy for bachelor degree applicants. What are your thoughts on that idea?
Well, I don't have anything specific for RMU. It's one of those things where it's probably a little bit too early for me to sort of pass judgment. I've been watching that movement at various universities. You know, test scores are from what I've read and understand, are great indicators for how students will do when they first arrive at a university and how they're going to handle college work in the higher level courses when they first arrive. They're not necessarily the greatest indicator of persistence, and RMU boasted an 87% first-year retention rate this year, which is very, very impressive, and that's more probably tethered to GPA, high school GPA, regardless of the high school that the student attended, than the test scores. So I would not speak to the specifics at RMU. We have a great person who leads enrollment management, and I'll take some counsel from her. But I can see arguments both ways. But I think at the end of the day, the biggest predictor of persistence and graduation rates is what I've read has actually been GPA as opposed to tests.
Robert Morris, University President-elect Christopher Howard, has been my guest, joining us by phone from Waco, Texas. He takes over at RMU as president on February the 1st, 2016. Christopher Howard, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much, Paul. Go Colonials. I look forward to seeing you at a hockey match or a basketball game in the near future.
You got it. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Coming up, why people still read the old Farmer's Almanac in the digital age. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.